Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Is my Bible over there? Oh. Give it to me. You know, last night we all met together.
That's right.
And I thought it was a pretty good start, I should say. You know, pretty good start in moving forward in the Lord. You know, of fellowship with one another, about being about the body, being about the Lord and one another. We all had issues that we struggle with. We all have our brick walls that we need to run through.
That's right.
And it's all something we all share with one another. We can lift each other up to the Lord. Amen.
That's right.
And we're just scratching the surface. Because if we're going to be of one body, of one mind, all the stuff that is not of His mind, we're going to need to cast off.
That's right.
We're going to need to cast off. Be on one purpose. Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, I wanted to go to 1 Corinthians 13 this morning. And we get caught up so much about what we're doing. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 13, about what we're doing.
That's right.
You know, about our jobs, about our lives, the do list we have before us. We get caught up in these things. We make it all about that, what we need to do next.
Yep.
And we forget. This is one thing that was reminded me. We forget what the importance is, what it's truly about. And so it's truly about the Lord Jesus and how good He's been to us and how He took the sin of the whole world that we may have life in Him. We forget that. We forget that so easily. And then we find ourselves in a mess, in a rut. You know, we found ourselves in a mess, in a rut, because it all became it's all about Him, and we made it all about us and what we're doing. And it's really just works righteousness. That's all it is. You know, and let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 13. It says, "Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing." I am nothing. Without that true agape love of the Lord, we have nothing, and we're missing the point.
That's right.
We're just going around being busy. We're just going around being busy. "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, it is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth." Man, that is a list of stuff that shows me that I am not where I need to be. That is a list of stuff that what charity is not, I am. I am. And if we're going to be about the Lord's business, we're going to be about charity. This agape love of Christ. You know, when we were at our worst, He died for us. And we're to have that same type of love bestowed in us and walk in it.
That's right.
And we do it. How do we do it? By choice.
That's right.
I was talking to Casey last night. It was an excellent talk. I loved it. It was ministering back to me. It was great. The Lord had a great message. And, you know, she was struggling with things. We talked about some things. And some of the things that Same things I struggle with. Right? Same thing that we all struggle with. That old freaking man attached to our back. We're not to listen to it anymore. And one of the things it is the Lord's already done the work, folks. He's already done it for us. It's up to us to choose it and grab it and take a hold of it and walk in it. Did he not die for the past, present, and future? One of the things I was sharing with Casey over there was waking up in the morning, starting your day off. Lord, this is a great day in you. Thank you, Lord, for this day, this opportunity to serve you. And dead man, I take authority and I cast you down. I want nothing to do with you. I'm about the Lord's business. I'm about walking with him. Nothing else is more important than loving God and loving one another. Nothing. And when we start getting that backwards, when we put that aside, we're starting to put other things before them. They become idols to us. They become idols to us. And so one of the things to do, man, look at it. Look, the Lord has given you everything you need. It's there for the taking. You know, you take that, you know, we've talked about the candy bar. Father walks in and so I have this candy bar for you. Oh, Father, may I just but touch the wrapper? No. It's, Dad, I want that candy bar. Give me that. Lord, you died for me. I have grace. I have forgiveness in you this day. I want it. Give me it.
Amen.
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 And rejoice. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Think about it. He came off his throne of heaven, was one that sinned not at all, was guilty of nothing, and he went to the cross for you. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
That he loved us enough to do that?
Amen.
Isn't that a praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 So, hey guys, and he was resurrected in power that we may have fellowship with the Father by Jesus Christ. And we can get up and say, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. I want everything you have for me today. What would you have me do? What would you have me do? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity. Nothing else more important. And man, going to Texas, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. Because I went there and I got reminded what it's truly about. I was getting caught up with the world. I was getting caught up with this. I was getting caught up with the to-do list. I was getting caught up in all this garbage and woe is me and the attitude of Lord's not fair and blah, 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 blah. But when I went there, all that stuff was gone. And it doesn't matter if you're out here in this world. You don't have to be in this world. You don't have to be of this world. You can be in it. You don't have to be of it. You can be about the Lord's business all the time. You can have that freedom with the loads of stuff you got to do. Praise God. It's all the Lord's. He's going to make the time for you to get done what he wants you to get done. A lot of times we're about our own agenda. A lot of times we're about our own agenda. Look, the Lord will provide you the time. The Lord, if we're truly in him, it's all about him. And don't worry about the rest. It's not your concern. It's not your problem. It's his problem. He'll take care of it.
Right.
But if we're seeking to do his will, he's going to point you to where he wants you to. And you can trust him. You can't trust this flesh that tells us otherwise, tell us that we can't trust God. It's at enmity with God. That means enemy. It hates God. And that's the thing he wants. It's going to die. It's cursed. It's going to the dust. And it wants you to drag. And it wants to drag you to hell, your soul to hell. But rather be about the Lord and his business, the one that came down off his throne and died for you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, there's a lot of work. There's a lot of stuff I need to lift up the Lord. There's a lot of stuff in here, man. I'm telling you guys this, and it's coming right back at me. It's coming right back at me, guys. But you know what? We can rejoice in his grace and what he does. Not our own righteousness. We couldn't do it. He did the work. We just walk in it. Praise the Lord. What does it say? Our God is our righteousness. Amen. With that, I'm going to leave it off. Thanks for listening, guys.
Well, thank you, buddy. That was awesome. I had, as we sat around the table last night, I got reminded a little bit out of Matthew 13, the parable of the sower. And I don't think I'm going to read all of it, but I will read the part that he brought to mind. It's 13:22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word, and he becometh unfruitful. I heard a lot of cares of this world at the table.
That's right.
And you know, when we receive the word, we might need instruction of the Lord as to what he means. But it is not ours. It's not given to us to decide what he means. That's filtering his word through our own intellect. And this is the end of that. Because if you are deciding what it means, rather than receiving from him what it means, then you're an idolater. You value your own opinion more than his. And there is a setup for you to understand the meaning of the word. It's directly from him and from those who he set over you. But I sensed a whole lot of confusion. And the word isn't confusing.
Right.
And and I didn't start out at Matthew 13:22. I started out thinking about 1 Peter 5. And this is the goodness of our Lord that Philip was talking about. This is the majesty, the humbling that just lays you out on your knees. The 1 Peter 5 sounds very much like John chapter 21, I think it is, where he's having that conversation with Peter after Peter says, I'm going fishing. And the conversation goes, Peter, do you love me? Agape. And Peter says, yeah, I filio you. And that happens two or three times, and finally Jesus says, do you filio me? And Peter is grieved, and he says, Lord, you know all things, you know that I filio you. What he says is, feed my sheep. First Peter 5, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that should be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples and samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. That's simply being faithful. It's being faithful to what we know, what we've received. And walking it. You say like Paul, mark the men who have carried it faithfully. The gospel, and who have walked under my teaching, mark these men and follow them. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. And this being subject to one another is simply understanding that you take care of your brother before you take care of yourself. That's what being in subjection is. It is not being selfish. And, you know, the next thing is God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. That's where you meet him. That's where you can do business with him. Looking out for your brother, and you understand that you need grace, and he gives it to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore. That's a choice. Do that. Not going to be done for you. You simply need to receive the word that says you need to, and then do it. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Your time's coming. Your time here might not be all that pleasant. The time's coming when you have presented yourselves humble before him, that you will participate in the exaltation that comes to Jesus and his own. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Amen. That's where you take all these cares of the world. You cast them on him. That's what he came for. He came to set you free from that crap.
Amen.
Not to make you judge over which of it's acceptable and which of it isn't. None of it's acceptable. It all separates you from him.
Amen.
Be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us to his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the only way you can fight that. And walk in steadfastness. And resist the roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You have to see yourself as lower than everybody else. And let Jesus Christ worry about it. Let him worry about giving you the place you're to have in him. not ours to be fighting for and scavenging. You know, left of my own, I would fight for all the wrong things. So I'm still walking around in this corruption. And this corruption sees perfection and it just starts blowing it all apart. That's sorrowful. To go back to a throwback on Thursday night. Cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. You know, He cares for you in a way that none of us can ever do. Yeah. It's perfect.
None of us can
righteous.
Understand.
And He understands everything you're going through. Everything you ever went through. Everything you ever will go through. It says, He went through it all, yet without sin. We did not so much. We screw up left and right. But that's one of those cares. He loves you. He died for you so He could righteously take those cares from you. And let you meet each new day.
Amen.
with that urgency and that refreshness that Phil was talking about. What a great opportunity. I get to do this thing for the Lord. You know, some of us have been around too long. We're not like that anymore. That's a shame. Forget from where we've come. I urge you to spend some time meditating with exactly how you ought react to live as a result of His grace and mercy and the invitation to cast all your care upon Him. Because the truth is, He cares for you in a way nobody else can. Ever.
Amen.
And He could do something about it.
Amen.
Which nobody else could.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I thank You for the opportunity to share Your word, Lord. And I hope, Lord, it's taken root and people's hearts are challenged to get on their knees and do business with You, Lord. This is an urgent time, and we need to be about the business for which we were created, which is pleasing You. Lord, we thank You. We love You. In Jesus' name, amen.